Christians, behold your king. What a strange king he is. The rulers and the kings of this world sit upon thrones. And there's always other people aiming at it, gunning for it, looking to take that throne from the kings of this world. But the throne that Jesus sits upon is the cross, which nobody wants to come near. The kings of this world wear upon their heads great crowns with some of the most priceless jewels in them. It's a sign of their great majesty. But our king wears upon his head a crown of thorns. The kings of this world wear great robes to show forth their glory. Our king hangs with just a veil. And even that's just a generous artistic representation. He hung there completely exposed. You know, the kings of this world, they have all this great power within their hands, and they know it. With a movement of their hands, they can sentence that someone will live or they will die. With their hands, great power. But our strange king, his hands are nailed to his throne, the cross. And then the greatest irony among the many ironies is above his head hangs a sign with his name and his crime. Jesus Nazarenus Rex Judaeorum, Jesus of Nazareth, who claimed to be the king of the Jews. The great irony, of course, is that he's not just the king of the Jews, but he is Jesus Christ, king of the universe. It's hard to recognize him as a king. You have to admit that. It's hard to recognize him as a king. And so when the world scoffs at him and mocks him and his followers, it's not that much of a stretch. Someone like that would call himself the king. And not just a king, but the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. It's hard to recognize. You almost need a whole different way of seeing everything. You have to see everything in the world and everything in your life differently. Everything in your life that you live has to be lived differently if you live with him as your king. All of it. Your eyes have to be transformed. Your heart has to be completely, not just changed a little bit, not just a couple tweaks here and there, but the whole thing has to be replaced. A complete heart transplant, really. It's difficult to recognize him as a king. And so it's no wonder that it's also really difficult to recognize when his kingdom, even on earth, is advancing. Because remember, the kingdoms of this world, what they understand as power, is something completely different from what the kingdom of God knows power to be. This is power, true power. The kingdoms of this world understand victory to be something entirely different. They're a completely different thing than what the kingdom of God knows victory to be. And so it's no wonder that it would be difficult to recognize when the kingdom of God is advancing in this world. Or even just to simplify it down, how difficult it is to recognize not just the kingdom of God in this world, but think of the kingdom of God in your soul. There's nobody who's truly growing in holiness, really growing closer to Jesus Christ, who is Lord, who looks at their life and thinks, yeah, I'm winning. Not at all. Someone who's truly growing in holiness, it's going to look and feel a lot more like they're dying. It's going to look a lot more like the cross. I'll give you an example just to give flesh to this truth. When I was starting my third year in seminary, theology studies, we started every year with a retreat. We went back to Rome. And my third year retreat, I was excited about it because this was the year we were able to go to a retreat house, which is right on the Mediterranean Sea, San Marianella. And I love the sea. Probably because we're about as geographically far away from it in the Western Hemisphere as you can possibly get. And I was also looking forward to it because it had been a hard summer. I'd been dealing with a lot of headache, migraine issues. And it looked like, okay, they had sort of subsided. That's good. And so I'm going on this retreat. And the headaches, the migraines started coming back. And not only that, what made them worse is, you know, this is in August. Actually, it's in September. And in Italy, their mosquitoes are different from ours. They're actually ninja mosquitoes. Because our mosquitoes, you can turn on a light, and the mosquito will fly to it, and you're like, there you are, die. Those mosquitoes in Italy, when you turn on the light, they hide. And I'm not even joking. And so I had a mosquito in my room. And they also bite you multiple times. They don't just bite you once and they're happy. I had a mosquito in my room that was keeping me up like through the night because I'd be sitting there sleeping. All of a sudden I'd hear, bzzz. I turn on the light, I look for it, couldn't find it. Bzzz. And all of a sudden, massive welt on my leg because the dang thing get me. And so eventually I took, because I just could not get any sleep, and so it was exacerbating the whole thing. I took a bunch of pillows and just went in the little bathroom, closed the door because I'm like, it can't be in here, and put the pillows by the door and like slept in there. But this was just, as you can see, just getting worse and worse. And so I'm exhausted and the headaches are just getting worse and worse. And my spiritual director, you go and meet with him and they give you scriptures to pray with, and you come back and you meet with him just the 1 hour a day and to hear what's going on in prayer. I tell him, Father Battersby, I can't pray at all. I go to pray, I'm just exhausted. I have headaches. He said, when you go to pray, don't worry about any of that. All you do is just fix your eyes on the cross, and that's it. Don't worry about what you're thinking, what you're saying to God, nothing. Just keep your eyes fixed on the cross. Keep your eyes there as long as you can. Cross changed the whole way. I saw the whole thing. It changes everything it encounters. And so this retreat, which I was looking forward to go and get some rest, be by the sea, to be filled with consolation in the presence of God, it was none of that. I left it exhausted, in pain, all of this, but there are few days in my life in which I experienced in a very real way the power of God than in those days, than when I felt closer to Jesus in those days, just sitting there with the eyes fixed upon the cross. Because the cross, Jesus' throne, who is king and sovereign over everything, transforms everything that's brought to it. There is nothing, because Jesus is sovereign of everything on heaven, in this earth, and in hell, there is nothing that is brought to Jesus upon his throne, the cross, which is not transformed. Jesus is Lord. And even at the very name of Jesus, every knee shall bend. Every knee in heaven, on the earth, and under the earth. And every knee proclaim to God the Father that Jesus Christ is Lord. And that we share in this power with him. The power of Jesus Christ is alive within us when we worship him and when we follow him with the great powers that he has given us, which is the power of faith, of hope, and of love. To proclaim to this world the truth that Jesus is Lord. He is King, and there is no other.